which has a population of about 10,000, has been sealed off by Chinese authorities. Pneumonic plague is almost always curable if diagnosed in time. Australian authorities say police in Melbourne have foiled a terror plot. Four suspects said to have ties to a Somali Islamist group were said to be plotting commando-style suicide attacks on at least one army base. I'm Richard Stewart, IRN USA Radio News.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish, who's an Israeli patriot, who was forced to come to the United States because of threats against his life. And so Israel's loss is our gain. We have an opportunity to talk to Barry almost every week to keep us abreast of what's going on in Israel, because believe me, the things that are transpiring in Israel are going to have a profound impact on what happens here in the United States. So without further ado, hi, Barry. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good, thanks.
Will you pick up the story?
I spoke to you on the phone about this attack on a homosexual youth club in Israel. Did you happen to look at any of the news reports?
No, I really haven't, so you're going to have to keep us abreast of it. Bring us up to date.
Well, I'm kind of surprised more fuss has been made about it. There was a lot of fuss in Israel. This was, a man in a mask dressed in black walks into a Tel Aviv youth club for homosexuals. And he starts shooting, and he killed two people and wounded 15 others. Three are in very serious condition in the hospital, and he managed to escape. He had an escape route all planned, and nobody knows who did it, and it looks like they'll never find out who did it. And, well, now we're going to dive into what's going on in Israel. The first question is, who would attack a homosexual youth club? Not in Jerusalem. Jerusalem, the homosexuals have, more enemies than they know what to do with the Orthodox community. But Tel Aviv is a very laissez-faire city, and you wouldn't expect any sort of attack on homosexual youth. I mean, one of the dead was 14 years old. The wounded, they were mostly in their teens. Who did it? Now, I know who's getting the blame. And this is, to sort this out, you have to understand that the Orthodox, or Haredim in Hebrew, in Jerusalem have been going crazy year after year when a so-called gay parade is planned for the city, they just go bananas. I mean, one is sitting in prison for stabbing to death one of their parade marchers. It's known in Israel that the number one enemy of the homosexual community are the Orthodox. And no matter who did it, they're getting blamed by the Israeli media, the Israeli secular public. Not to mention, there are not a few of the religious who are wondering if the Orthodox have suddenly changed tactics. Now, believe me, the Orthodox don't dress up in masks and have escape plans and disappear into the night in Tel Aviv. That is just not their way of protesting. They've never done it before, and frankly, I don't believe it for one second.
But, of course, what you're going to do is divide Israel. You're going to get the people on one side yelling at the others and the people on the other side. And what a wonderful diversion if somebody, perhaps from some other organization, wanted to discredit the Orthodox Christian.
Well,
Orthodox
we're certainly
Jews
getting to that, but there's a reason for discrediting them. There have been tremendous riots in Jerusalem for the past month. Now, the last riot was over an Orthodox mother whose child was taken away from her, and she's been opening her mouth, by the way, about the police brutality that she has suffered, the insults and so forth. She's moving out of Israel to England. It was a very ugly incident, but uglier were the riots that followed her arrest. She was blamed for being an abusive mother, which more and more I'm reading, and I don't believe it. I really think she was set up. But neither here nor there, the Israeli authorities really don't want riots in downtown Jerusalem, and they really don't want to expose how much the police hate the Orthodox. And what I'm... Now, I'm giving a scenario right now that, to me, is absolutely the most logical. But I could be wrong. Nonetheless, this attack on the homosexuals probably was in retaliation for the Orthodox riots in Jerusalem, that you've got to get the Israeli public to hate the Orthodox. There's no better way than to shoot up a club of homosexual teenagers. Again, it doesn't matter who did it. It looks like they're never going to find who did it unless public pressure forces them to invent a patsy. This attack has gone away pretty darn quickly. But, well, not in Israel, but worldwide. But in Israel, you've got the public and the media, without proof, mind you, assuming that it was the Orthodox, and I'm assuming that it was the Shabak. I think it was the Israeli Secret Service who organized this attack, and the idea was to slam the Orthodox community by proxy, and it seems to be working very, very well. I believe it was a Shabak attack.
Well, of course, the oldest trick in the world is the agent provocateur you utilize to discredit your opposition. We see this time and time again. You know, somebody comes up with a set of records that show that George Bush didn't, perform his military duty, and there's a big debate about it, and then it turns out that it was all a plant, and Dan Rather looks terrible, and George Bush, we don't debate whether he, avoided military service or not. It's all about the records. We're seeing the same thing with Obama's birth certificate. Somebody comes up with the most beautiful, authentic-looking birth certificate from Kenya you ever saw. It's even all nicely nicely folded and with a nice colored background. And so the debate will be, well, this is obviously fraudulent, which it probably is. The question is, who put up this very clever subterfuge? And exactly the same thing as far as the attack on the Orthodox Jews. You can't attack them directly, so you attack them indirectly, and you turn the public against them. So I think you're probably right. This is the first thing that crossed my mind, Barry.
Well, again, it was a professional. It was a hit. It was a high-level hit that wasn't just one man. There was a safe house nearby. There was an escape vehicle nearby. This was not a bunch of Orthodox Jews mad at homosexuals. This was a deliberate professional attack, not a terrorist attack. You know, if a terrorist attacks Tel Aviv, why would he, of all places, pick a youth club frequented by teenage homosexuals? That is not a PLO attack. That is a Shabak attack. And now I'm speaking right now from... Well, it's not just gut feeling. I've been working on this for long enough to smell a rat coming from the Secret Services. That's what I'm... My heart of hearts tells me I'm right about this one, but I am guessing.
Well, I think you're probably right. Well, we'll be back in just a few minutes with Barry Shamish. But ladies and gentlemen, you must understand the techniques that they use. I'll never forget when Jack Ruby shot Lee Harvey Oswald, and what he told the press was, well, he saw this big signboard, and it said, put up by the John Birch Society, that said, impeach Earl Warren. That's why he shot Lee Harvey Oswald.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Aging doesn't only show in your face, but it can be felt in your body. You feel tired. Your joints and muscles ache, and your mind seems clouded and forgetful. It's time to stop the aging clock with a proven system brought to you by NutraMedical.com. Anti-AgeMax uses a revolutionary formula to turn back the hands of time on the inside and out. Combine Anti-AgeMax with Nutritrala to protect against cellular damage, and Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. It is possible to look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs. Anti-AgeMax. Dr. Bill's Anti-AgeMax is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Barry Shamish, and so pick the story up there again.
Well, I'm going to write about two sexual crimes that happened this week. The first we just discussed was the murderous attack on the youth club, but I've also got a tape. It was sent to me over YouTube. Hamas in the Gaza Strip organized a mass wedding in a soccer stadium. I believe it was a stadium. I saw them out the street in the town square. 500 Hamas so-called soldiers, whatever, militants, policemen, whatever they call themselves, they were all being mass married. That's not the part that, although that is a lot like the Moonies, and it's a very cultist thing to do, to have a mass wedding, but the brides were all dressed in wedding, white wedding gowns, and the grooms were all dressed in tuxedos, but the brides were 7 or 8 years old. All of them. It was a shocking scene to see this wedding taking place in Gaza. It was a pedophile wedding. Tiny little girls with 20-plus men going down the aisle. They were marrying grade school, grade 4 kids is who the Hamas were marrying. I can't begin to tell you how shocking this video is, and if you want me to send it to you to see, I'll be glad to do it. But this is what Hamas is, and it's just not understood that Israel, for all its personal mafia, well, in the case of the attack on the youth club, it was a massacre, but you can't get a Jew to marry an 8-year-old girl. And you have a mass wedding of Hamas soldiers marrying 8-year-olds. And this was this week. It was this week. And I've got it on YouTube. Now, I'm going to tell a little story. I'm not sure what it proves, but it's a personal story that gives a little of the understanding of the sexual, well, I mean, screwed upness of radical Islam and the Hamas. Now, I served in the Gaza Strip, well, as a foot soldier. And one day, we saw something in a grove, in a grove of trees, and it was, there was a fire, there was a man screaming. He was tied to a tree, and there were two other men torturing him. And we got out of our APCs, and we got on our bellies, we surrounded them, and we told them to stand up with their hands in the air, and then we called the constabulary, the local police who takes care of this stuff. So we held them at gunpoint for a while. Then the police came and we walked in. The man tied to a tree, who was just screeching, had videotapes boiled. Well, they dripped the plastic from the videotapes all over his body. And by the way, that has got to really hurt. And the man was just crying and crying, and we took away the torturers, and we found out that the videotapes were porn. The man committed the ultimate crime. He had some porn tapes at home. And for this, he was taken into an orchard, and he was tortured. I don't know if you're going to die from having the plastic from videotapes dripped onto your skin. I imagine it's just something you'll never forget in your life. But there's something going on in Gaza where, at the one hand, they'll torture a person who has the nerve to have some pornography tapes at home, but they'll have a wedding where 500 Hamas soldiers marry 7-, 8-, and 9-year-old girls.
But Barry, Muhammad actually took this one girl betrothed at 6 and consummated his relationship to her when she was 8 years old. And, of course, if it was good enough for Muhammad, why, most Muslims feel it's good enough for them, without realizing, of course, that this is all basically immoral, but everything is to stimulate Muhammad. There's no question at all. Anybody can check this out. We can document it for anybody who wants to know that Muhammad was betrothed to a 6-year-old and consummated the marriage at 8. What sort of a man, you know, what sort of a religion is this? I believe it's a demonic religion and tragically. There are certainly almost 1 billion people trapped in this system.
Well, I won't comment. You would think that in 15 centuries, marrying a 6-year-old has gone away. But nonetheless...
And now it's 8 years old. But, you know, is it more
acceptable?
Well,
yeah, they've matured over the time. I don't know what to tell you about this. All I know is there's something... tremendously wrong going on sexually in Hamas. This was a wedding that was filmed, and I guess it was snuck out over YouTube. One way or another, it got out. But you have 500 Hamas, 20-plus soldiers marrying. Well, these aren't just prepubescents. I mean, these are children. In wedding dresses, down a long aisle, try and imagine this, where one couple after another, man in tuxedo, girl in wedding dress, parade before the camera. It's absolutely shocking. It's also unknown that, in essence, Israel is dealing with true blue degenerates. I mean, this is degeneracy. You'll see that article probably within 3 or 4 days, and you'll know what I'm talking about. I don't even know what to make of it, except it's really a nauseating video to watch.
Well, we live in a fallen world, Barry. We really do. Man is basically depraved, and without restraints, why, he's going to do terrible, terrible things. He's going to do terrible things to other people. He's going to do terrible things sexually and in his dealings with other human beings.
Well, again, we began with a massacre and ended with a mass pedophile wedding. There's something, look, what happened in Tel Aviv was the murder of teenage children. That was hardly, well, we'll go on with this shortly.
All right. Well, I guess it's Barry Shamish, and Barry shares our concern about what's going on. But, of course, when you look and see what's happening, you recognize the wisdom of the dictum that we do live in a fallen world. If you don't understand that, none of this makes any sense. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits only $12. Israeli gas masks $20. Trigger finger gloves $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course our guest is Barry Shamish. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, 1-888-259-5791. But before we go on, Barry, would you like to get your telephone number out, your website, tell people how to get your books, and how they can invite you to come and speak to their group if they'd like?
Sure. My latest book is The Compromised Land. It's only a couple months old. and you go to lulu.com, www.lulu.com. You'll see a search box. Punch in books and then write my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Chamish, and, well, you'll see my books. Downloading them is as cheap as $5, or you get it sent to your house. My website is www.barrychamish.com. And if you would like to order my DVDs or invite me to speak, my phone number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. So off we go to the affairs of Israel. And just this week, the Israel police have recommended the indictment against Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman. As I have been saying on our discussions for the longest time, that this guy has been investigated by the police for money laundering, for embezzlement. Well, I've given you, you know, years and years of theft by Lieberman, or at least charges of theft, but in one incident, which the police cited as the reason for his... By the way, he's going to be indicted this week. This week or next, the foreign minister of Israel is going to be indicted. Now, the issue... and we'll talk about the significance of that when your foreign minister walks out of the government in protest of him being indicted by the police. The main issue, once again, as I have said many times on this show, was the Jericho Casino. Without going, I don't think we have to go into grand detail of this casino, this money laundering operation in Jericho, where everyone had their fingers in the pot, and it went all the way back to the United States. It went back to Congressman Wayne Owens. It was part of the reason he was murdered in Tel Aviv. But Avigdor Lieberman opened a front company in Cyprus using his daughter to funnel money from Martin Schlaff of Casinos Austria, the owner of the Jericho Casino. Avigdor Lieberman was funneling money all over the place and putting it into his back pocket through a phony company in Cyprus. The police went to Cyprus and they got the documentation, and you're going to see Lieberman, well, he's going to be facing trial. Now, the significance of this, number one, he's the second largest party in Israel after the, well, Kadima is the largest, but they're out of the government. In the government itself is the Likud with 28 seats and Lieberman with 15. If he walks out of the government and takes his party with him, that's it for Netanyahu. His government is over. Now, there's a strange phenomenon in the States. Because Netanyahu has gone to, well, pro-Israel Christian groups to raise money, and he's been very blatant about this. He's got all this support from people who don't think he's a crook. They're about to find out when his government falls. You know, it's not inconceivable that the government will fall with the indictment, that Lieberman will say enough is enough and walk out of the government and take his party with him. We don't know how this is going to play out yet, but the possibility that the Netanyahu government could fall in the next week or two over this indictment is very, very real. Now, keep in mind, well, we could get conspiratorial and say that Lieberman's indictment was promoted by those who want to get Netanyahu out of power. And by the way, that's not so crazy. It's actually a rational theory. But Lieberman has been investigated since 1993, and that's a long, long time, on various acts of embezzlement and Bunko's schemes and graft. And the police, what was it, 2, 3, 4 days ago, this week anyways, officially went to the state attorney general and the prosecution's office and recommended the indictment of the Israeli foreign minister, Avigdor Lieberman. Were you aware of this?
Yes, I was. I did read this in an article. And the question is, though, why now, Barry, after all this time, why at this time in history are they trying to get rid of him? He's been a crook all along. He never should have been the foreign minister. So why now, and what's its significance?
I don't think it's a question of why now. Again, you're returning to the conspiracy thesis to get Netanyahu out of power. Let's bust Lieberman. The police have been looking after and investigating this man for many, many years. Now, again, my argument is, what is Shimon Peres doing as president of Israel compared to Peres? Lieberman is small potatoes. What is Ehud Barak, head of the Labor Party, who's got, without diving into the depths of his crimes, they make Lieberman's look like small potatoes, and they include murder. Why pick on Lieberman when there are, well, look, Peres knocked off Yitzhak Rabin. Peres knocked off Ariel Sharon, and nobody is investigating him for much, much worse crimes. It isn't a question of whether Lieberman is guilty or not. I'll bet my bottom dollar he's guilty. The question is selective indictments. That's the issue.
Well, but the question is why, Barry? Do you have any thoughts on why?
Well, again, if you run the establishment of Israel, you don't want what is called the right in power, and you want to get your party in power, so you go after Lieberman. If they wanted to bring down the Labor government, look, Ehud Barak has had tremendous indictments against him for graft and embezzlement, and, well, Yitzhak Herzog is, what is he? He's some minister in the government, first-class crook. He robbed for Ehud Barak. The police investigated him, and yet it's all over with. You don't bring down labor Zionists. You bring down revisionist Zionists, the Zionists who still have a little bit of patriotism left in them. You bring them down. Netanyahu, as I said, is going to face a government crisis of immense consequence in the next week or two when this indictment against Lieberman goes through.
All right, very good. Well, our guest, of course, is Barry Shamish. We're going to be back here in just a moment or two to explore either this issue or another exciting one right here at Genesis.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button, and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Barry Shamish for the last segment of our program this afternoon. Go right ahead, Barry.
Yeah, well, I'm going to finish with research I haven't done yet. I'm working on it, and that's the New Jersey bribes, the three Israelis arrested for arranging kidney transplants and apparently bribing New Jersey politicians in a way we don't know how it's done yet, by the way, that we still don't know how they bribe or why they bribe these New Jersey politicians, but the head of the bribe, from the kidney transplant point of view, all right, is Isaac Rosenbaum. Now, I went looking at who he is. Unfortunately, the anti-Semites are just jumping on this, and it bothers me that the Jews themselves aren't looking at this And, well, their motivation is not my motivation. And there has to be an understanding of that. Isaac Rosenbaum, well, there was a reporter named Nancy Schaefer Hughes who did a story before he was arrested. His boss in Israel was Ilan Perry. Now, again, Yaakov Perry was the head of the Shabak who set up ultimately the Rabin assassination. Ultimately, it's a long story. We've done it on the show, and we don't have time today to discuss who Yaakov Perry was. I want to know if Ilan Perry was Yaakov Perry's brother, cousin, anything. And by the way, I suspect that he was. But I haven't got the proof yet. And the reason is that it's just, if this is true, you can bet that these kidney transplants for $160,000 a pop, where the transplant patient got 10,000 of it, was an Israeli dirty operation to make money. But while I haven't found that yet, and I'm working on it, I might. I did find a connection that we have discussed before, and it does answer a lot of questions for me. That is the organs taken from Israeli soldiers and dead Palestinians, by the way, that ended up at the Abu Kabir Coroner Center in Israel, and removed by Dr. Yehuda Hiss. He was the coroner who changed the Rabin autopsy. He was the one who covered up the Rabin assassination, but he also stole body parts. Now, this is not a story that your listeners are going to follow, but I'm going to say it anyways, and then maybe later on it'll make more sense. Dr. Hiss was discovered stealing body parts from soldiers by one Dr. Buzaglo of Tiberias. His son died, and he did an autopsy of his own son and found that his internal organs were replaced by rags, a broomstick. It was just gruesome. And he sued Dr. Hiss. And the case went nowhere because the attorney, again, these are names that are just going to confuse you, and they're just part of what I lived through. Her name was Nitzana Darshan Leitner. She was infiltrated into the right, including into the Rabin crowd, and it's my fault. And every case against the Israeli establishment went to Nitzana, and she lost them all. She was a plant from the Shabak, the Secret Services, and we found this out when she was given a role of bringing in intelligent experts to her summer camps, intelligence camps, to be lectured to by members of the Israeli Secret Service, the Shabak. We found out later that she was working directly for the Shabak. She handled Dr. Buzaglo. He found that Dr. Hiss had removed his son's internal organs. And now this case in New Jersey explains why. He was taking the internal organs and selling them on the worldwide transplant markets, which was obvious. I mean, really, what else are you going to do with an organ? What use is it to you? But nonetheless, what's happening in New Jersey could explode. Again, the Rabin assassination And I'm going to repeat myself, and I know this story is not getting through. It's too rough to do in a short period.
Well, Barry, we'll probably have to do it another time because we're out of time. But I think it's fascinating, and we'll look forward to maybe doing that next week, or at least, if not then, the week afterwards. But thank you very much for being with us. Always fascinating.
Always a pleasure.
Bye-bye. Bye, okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. We do hope you enjoy the weekly programs with Barry Shamish, a wonderful source of information. Well, this is the time when I have to remind our listeners all across America that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and quite frankly, we've been hit pretty hard by the recession. A lot of our regular supporters have had to drop out. They simply lost their jobs. So if you can fill their place and you can help us, why, we'd love to hear from you. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or subscribe to our newsletter, or get our products, or whatever you can do to help. We'll certainly appreciate it, because we want to keep on these stations. We want to keep getting the information out. Information you're not going to get any place, and we're going to tell you quite frankly why we have an economic recession. It's because it's planned that way. They're implementing the plan written up by David Rockefeller's nephew, Stephen Rockefeller, who wrote the Earth Charter. He was the primary architect. And there they talk about certainly equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations, and that's why they are transferring our jobs to other countries. That's why we're transferring our manufacturing to other countries. That's why we were subsidizing. We've given massive amounts of money to communist China in the past, and now, of course, there's a close relationship. They're helping to subsidize our nation, but we're going bankrupt, and they're going to destroy the value of our currency, and they're going to impoverish our people, and they're simply going to carry out the dictates of point A of the Earth Charter. And if you haven't read it, why, we'll be glad to send you a free copy if you request it, if you get some of our other items. To understand what's going on in the spiritual forces, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talk on the forbidden secret, and that comes with a syllabus. You need to hear my talk on the financial Armageddon and get the syllabus that goes with that. You need to get the set of DVDs, very professionally done by our good friend Chris Pinto, the Secret Mysteries series, which is the secret mystery of America's beginning, Riddles in Stone, the secret architecture of our nation's capital, which is laid out in occult patterns with all sorts of signs of the zodiac. What are they doing in Washington, D.C.? Why, the same thing the occult emblems doing on the back of the dollar bill. And a lot of Christian ministries will tell you that eye over the top of the pyramid is a symbol of a Christian symbol. It represents God. It does represent God, but it represents the other God. It represents Lucifer. And the Christian ministries are either misinformed or they are part of the problem. I can't tell you which, but there's an organized effort to conceal the truth from the American people. The third of the series is called The Eye of the Phoenix, going into the background of the special symbols on the back of the dollar bill. And it's not just the pyramid with the eye over the top of it. It's the eagle, and originally it wasn't an eagle. It was a phoenix. And if any of you doubt that, my Encyclopedia Britannica tells you it was a phoenix, and then they gradually changed it to an eagle. Why? Because the phoenix, of course, was a mythical bird that was killed and burned and then rose from the ashes. And America is to be the reincarnation of lost Atlantis, that wicked society that existed before the Great Flood. And of course, now it is being reconstituted to lead the whole world into this one world government, our government.